of the aware mind itself, this simple mental factor, this ability to be present, to be aware. And just as your body rests on the earth, whether you're sitting, reclining, standing, it's the nature of things, the body rests there. You don't have to hold it down or push on it. In the same way, let this quality of awareness rest within the body in a very simple way. As simple as knowing that you're sitting or reclining or standing. Or even more simply, perhaps, knowing that there is a body. Connecting with the direct felt sense of the body, this flow of changing sensations, the experience of heaviness or weight or movement, vibration, warmth, coolness, tension, sense of the posture, this direct sensing of body, free from images or concepts of the body, light touching sensations. Take a moment, we'll let the attention move gently, fairly quickly through the body. You can invite ease, relaxation, areas that might be gripping or tense in ways that we don't need in order to remain in the posture we've chosen. Starting with the area of the top of the head and the forehead. Perhaps especially around the eyes, letting the eyes rest in the sockets. No need to be looking around. Even when the eyes are closed, sometimes there's a sense that we're looking at experience. If the eyes are open, let the gaze be soft. Top, sides, back of the head. The jaw, relax the jaw. You could even let the lips part gently for a moment. Relax the tongue. Let the tongue rest in the mouth. You don't need to be pushing it against the back of your teeth or the roof of the mouth. Let the back of the neck lengthen a little bit. This might feel like the most delicate and subtle tucking of the chin. No one looking at you might be able to see this, perhaps. This length in the back of the neck relaxes the throat, releases the jaw, as though you're suspended from a cord or a string at the crown of the head. Let the shoulders drop. If you'd like to, you could Gently lift them up towards the ears, move them to the back, and drop them, allowing the shoulder blades to slide down the back. And noticing the gentle curves in the spine, so there's the sense of uprightness in the spine, but it's not unnaturally stiff or straight. There are curves there for a reason. From the dropped shoulders down through the upper arms, elbows and forearms, releasing the hands, any holding or tension in the hands. They may be together, resting on your lap or resting on the upper leg, either side. Don't need to grip the hands or hold them in a particular posture. Moving the upper part of the torso down to the area we call the heart center at the base of the sternum. Open and easy. The rib cage relaxed. The belly soft. Don't need to grip the belly. Down through the lower part of the torso, the area of the pelvis, the large muscles of the buttocks, don't need to be gripping those to sit or stand. Hips open, easy. Front and back of the upper leg, big muscles in the thighs, let them be at ease. Continuing down through the lower part of the leg, shin and the calf, and down into the feet. And then letting the awareness settle back into the sense of the whole body, like a field of sensations, the sense of the body sitting. Could even have a gentle whispered word in the mind, a soft mental label, sitting. Might be helpful if it helps to connect us with that experience. Sitting. Or perhaps even whispering the words, there is a body. A gentle framing of the attention this way. For just a moment, let awareness rest at the ear doorway, this sensitivity at the ear. And if the ears are working, and then there's contact there at times, and hearing arises, sound of my voice, for example, hearing. Other sounds that arise here in the room, sounds that drift in from outside, and soft internal sounds, this contact at the ear door, hearing, hearing. Again, the possibility of using a soft mental label, a note, a tiny whisper in the mind might help us to connect with that experience. allowing the sounds to come to you, this receptive, open kind of awareness, receiving the sound. We don't have to make the hearing happen. It's contact, sound arises, and it's known. Sound of silence, the space between sounds. In the same way as we receive the experience of hearing, experience of sounds contacting the ear doorway, ear sensitivity, in the same way we can receive the sensations of the breath arising within the body. Breath breathing itself. You might say hello to the breath. Hello, little breath. It's been our companion, a kind of friend. It's always been there since we took our first breath. We'll be there till we take our last breath. For some of us, it may not be an easy friendship at times, that's true. But there is still this sense of our companion. It's this breath that keeps us alive. Receiving those sensations. Breath may be long or short, rough or smooth, gross or subtle. Might be most apparent at the light touching sensations at the nostrils or perhaps the back of the throat. Maybe the rising, falling movements of the chest or the abdomen as the breath enters and leaves the body. Breath breathing itself. Again, the possibility of a gentle word whispered in the mind, a label or note, in, out, rising, falling. Might help us to connect with that experience, the direct felt sense. Useful for some of us sometimes, not required. So we can use the experience of the body sitting, knowing that there is a body, the experience of hearing, receiving sounds, contact at the ear doorway, or the sensations associated with the breath entering and leaving the body. Use this as a gentle kind of anchoring for the attention. Perhaps better to call it a point of reference, a place to begin, a place to begin again. We use this to stabilize the attention. Choosing where it's easeful, perhaps neutral or slightly pleasant to be with this experience. Giving it a little bit of an extra preference, especially for those who've just come. These first days of retreat, it's useful to keep things very simple. Allow the busy mind to start to quiet and slow down, and letting it rest with one object much of the time is very helpful. Not gripping the object, not forcing the breath to be the center of attention or the body, hearing. It's this gentle inclining, this movement towards being simple and easeful. And of course, other experiences happen. Other sensations, mental activity of thoughts and feelings and moods, sounds. When these arise, we know them just as they are. You can name them if you wish, hearing, sensing, and then returning, gently letting the attention rest back with this primary object or anchor, this point of reference, this place to reestablish mindfulness. And weaving a gentle thread of kind of kindness or friendliness, touching this caring. We care for our life by showing up for it. Knowing that the entire practice rests on this willingness to begin again, over and over. That's really the heart of things. Good morning, friends. Someone may have already mentioned this, but sometimes members of the staff or people who are here as working guests might come and sit with us in the mornings, and they will often need to leave in order to go get to work and stuff. So that's what happens there when some people leave when the bell rings. So the first thing I'd like to do this morning is to involves this nice big basket here, which is this possibility to...
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.